Hello, Tony Love, you're right. Don't sound so nervous.
Yeah, okay. Tapping needles that aren't actually there is a strange thing, but it's called EFT. You explained why it is called that, but it deals with not only things like perhaps a bad back or something like that, but it deals with other things that go on in life, things like stress, anxiety, real issues that people have about sort of, I've got to lose weight and I can't lose weight, and those sorts of things. And feeling bad about yourself as well, and trying to get a confidence boost. Some of the things that you do with this are all related to those things as well, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, you can use EFT for pretty much anything. I always try on anything and see what happens kind of thing. But it's really, really effective. And the reason it's so effective is because it does turn off your stress response. So as you tap with your fingers, so hence the acupuncture without needles, on these specific acupressure points, you're sending an electrical signal which turns off your stress response, as we spoke about last time. And most of what we feel is a form of stress response, any kind of negative emotion, a negative belief. It's all fueled and fed by and feeds into our stress responses.
Yeah, it's almost like they're invisible switches.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. In fact, when I don't work with kids personally, but I know a few people who do, and when working with kids with tapping, who then they pick it up so well and so fast, we can call them magic buttons and stuff like that that they can tap to make themselves feel better. So yeah, switches is a great way of putting it.
Yeah, now the kids you mentioned there, I mean, they have great imaginations, and sometimes to expand the mind of a child is not overly difficult. You know, you can have enormous fun because they haven't quite got the barriers down, and they're open to all sorts of new things, whereas some of us grown-ups are going to go, oh, yeah, here we go again, another one of those weird, wonderful things. How much more difficult is it dealing with, say, an adult than it would be with somebody with, a younger, slightly more open mind?
A bit careful what I say now, aren't I? Obviously, working with anyone who is not up for exploring this sort of work is difficult, because they're just not open to it, and that's fine. Not everyone is, not everyone wants to be, and everything has its place, and not everyone is. No, it's not one size fits everyone. It does, if I'm honest, it does irk me slightly, because I know that it can help. It's an evidence-based technique. It's not, it might sound and look woo-woo, but it's evidence-based.
Well, that's what I'm saying about opening up the mind. I mean, I do know that with hypnotism, that won't work with everybody. Some people just aren't susceptible to those kind of thoughts. Yeah. But with this is a different thing. I know when I go for acupuncture, the lady that does this is pressing in various different points, and usually you can feel where the issue is, because you'll kind of wince a little bit. But with this, you're not using needles, but I'm guessing you're doing the same sort of finger pressing to trigger the points, aren't you?
Yes, it's like you're looking for a mechanical stimulus, whether that's jabbing a needle in it, or tapping it, or rubbing it with your fingers. You know, particularly when people want to use EFT to help them sleep, sometimes actually tapping the points people can find very stimulating. It energizes them. So for some people, if they want to use EFT to bring the stress down so they can sleep better, tapping isn't such a great move, but they can either press or rub those points for a slightly less energizing reaction, if you like.
I mean, that's put it the whole thing into a little more context, because it's not an imaginary thing. It is, as you've described it, and as we've worked out, is actually a real thing. That you just need to adjust your mindset a little bit, that there are no pills or potions involved in this, no operations involved or anything like that. It's literally getting to the right points of the body to actually do the work that needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. And to help people understand this a little bit more, because look, I can talk about EFT till I'm blue in the face, and I often do, but for people to really get an idea of how it works, I find the best thing is to get people doing it as soon as possible. So what I'd love to do on today's call, Tony, if it's okay with you, is actually do some tapping on the call and get people joining in so they can experience it.
I thought you were going to get me to do that.
And so people can see what it's like themselves.
Okay, right, where do we start and what are we dealing with first?
That's a great question. So obviously no one can see me.
No, this so is this. I'll let you into a little secret here. This is radio.
I have a face for radio. It's fantastic.
No, I'm the one with a perfect face for radio. That's another story. We're talking about where you start, how you find the pressure points and all that. Yeah. So it's a case of where, what ailment are we talking about first?
So first of all, I'm going to keep it fairly general because this is kind of like a bit of a demo for people. So I'm going to hone in on stress because everyone knows what stress feels like. Everyone tends to feel fairly stressed at some point or the other. So that's what we'll work on. And when we're doing EFT, it's broken into two parts. There's a setup statement and a round. And the setup statement, people are going to start by tapping the side of their hand. It's called the karate chop point. And it's that outside fleshy edge of your hand where you would literally karate kid someone. And it can
be... So it's by the little finger?
Yeah, underneath the little finger. So if you're tapping with four fingers, all four fingers on the outside edge of your hand, on that fleshy part.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tap with four fingers, you can tap with two fingers, you can tap with as many fingers as you want. And it can mm-hmm. be either hand. You can tap on your left hand or your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
The acupressure points we're tapping run equally up and down both sides of our body. So when you want
Should
a side
Should you be
point,
able to feel anything?
Yeah, you want to be tapping hard enough so you can feel it. But not so hard, you're going to end up covering those little bruises.
No, what I'm saying is, should there be any sort of strange sensation feeling to it? Or should it just be a case of, it feels like somebody's pressing on the side of your hand?
Yeah, so what all you're wanting at the moment is just, you're literally tapping the side of your hand. And I will come to what you can experience as you go through this in just a moment.
Yeah, at what rate should we be tapping?
Just, I would keep it a fairly steady rhythmic rate.
Okay.
And as you're tapping the karate chop point, and we're going to be saying a statement, and the statement will start even though. Now, I'm not going to say too much about what to say, because for this demo, I'm going to invite you and your listeners to just mm-hmm. repeat what I say.
Okay.
So I'm going to focus more on the actual points.
Right.
So during the setup statement, we are tapping that karate chop point. Then we're going to move into a round, and the round begins with your eyebrow point. So that is where your eyebrow starts, at the top of your nose. And again, it can be either side.
Yeah.
I tend to tap with two fingers with my right hand on my right side because I'm right-handed. I just find that easy. And again, you're going to be tapping hard enough so you can feel it, but not so hard you're going to bruise yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The next point is side eye. So it's the outside corner of your eye where your bony eye socket is. Mm-hmm. If you're tapping your temple, you've gone too far. You'll be on the bony eye socket. Mm-hmm. Then we've got under eye, which is under the eye, on the bony eye socket again.
I wear glasses. You've just made it very difficult.
Soz. You can hear the contrition in my voice.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we've got under nose, which is exactly where it says on the tin. You're just tapping under your nose.
Okay, yeah.
Then chin, which is the groove between your lower lip and your chin point.
Yeah, got that.
And you've got collarbone. So if you make a fist and tap where you'd find the knot of a tie, that will get your collarbone points.
Say get the knot of a tie, but that's the middle of your throat.
Make a fist and where you'd find the knot of a tie, where you're where you button up a shirt. So where that triangular hollow is at the base of your neck.
Yeah.
Just tap around there where you
What, with your fist?
With your fist. Just don't beat yourself up, but just so you can feel it.
Got it.
Then you've got underarm, which is about 4 inches below your armpit where a woman's bra strap would be.
No good saying that to me.
I'm sure you've encountered a woman's bra strap before.
That's the discussion we're not going to have here.
It's just something got really PG.
Go on.
And then finally, we've got top of head. So essentially the crown of your head.
Just when I have headphones on as well.
Yes, me too. But... I do like to make it as tight as possible.
Yeah, I'm getting the impression with all of this, because I've sat and done all of those points as you've been talking, and it's a kind of, well, without actually noticing too much, it's a kind of a very relaxing feeling.
Yeah. And, as you tap these points, and when we go into demo, I'm going to be saying the points to tap on, and people are going to essentially be tapping where I tap and repeating what I say. But as we go through it, people might experience, I'm going to call them side effects. I just don't know what else to call them.
Mm-hmm.
But people might start feeling a bit tingly in their mm-hmm. hands. Mm-hmm. They might start to feel tired. They might want to yawn. They may experience temperature changes, like feeling quite hot or quite cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or my personal favourite, because I'm a lady, burping. Burping is another good one.
Never good if you're on the radio.
I'll try and contain it.
Yeah. Okay.
And also people can get a bit emotional. So there might be a few tears, and that's all absolutely, this is all absolutely fine. Of course, people might experience none of that because everyone's different.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah, but essentially what this means is, you know, we're beings of energy. We're made of energy. Mm-hmm. And when our energy is flowing, we feel good. When it's blocked, we feel less good. As we tap these points and our body and mind start to relax, we're sending a signal of safety. Our energy starts to flow freely again. And so these side effects can be an indication that energy is shifting around.
Okay.
Now, if people do find themselves getting quite emotional, which can happen, I'm hoping not so much on a little demo like this, but if people do find themselves getting emotional, the temptation is going to be to stop tapping because it doesn't feel very nice when you get emotional. Mm-hmm. Please don't. Please, I would encourage everyone just to keep tapping. You don't have to say anything, but just keep tapping because remember, tapping turns off your stress response. So there might be a peak of emotion now, but if you keep tapping, I promise you, the emotion will come down again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, fire away.
Awesome stuff. So first off, I'm just going to invite everyone to close their eyes.
Yeah.
And take a nice deep breath in and hold it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let it go. And just take a moment to really feel the connection to whatever it is you're sitting on or against.
Sorry, I had to laugh at that one.
That's okay.
I sit on a very squeaky chair. Sorry, go on.
That's all right, Lovie. Just become aware of where it connects with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe where it squeaks.
Yeah. Okay.
Just noticing how it seems to rise up to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you allow yourself to sink into that support, just a little bit more now, I'd like you to notice how you feel right now in your body. Mm-hmm. So have a think about what's going on in your life at the moment. And I'd encourage you to think of any areas of stress or tension that you're feeling in your life right now, maybe at work, maybe at home, maybe something else. And as you think about that, become conscious of how your body is feeling. So maybe there's a knot in your solar plexus. Maybe there's a tightness in your throat. Maybe your head is starting to hurt. Whatever it is, just start to become conscious and aware of that. And just take a moment to see any thoughts, memories, or images that might be popping into your head. Give yourself a moment to hear whatever it is your little inner voice might be saying. And as you give yourself this moment, just to really hone in on that physical feeling, I'd like you to give it a number to represent the intensity of the feeling. 1 to 10, where 10 is the most intense it could be, and 1 is, it's fine, there's no biggie. So just give that a number, and just perhaps make a note with that number somewhere. And the reason for this is we're going to use the number to track progress. I'll go into that a little bit more in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a nice deep breath in and hold it. And let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've had your eyes closed, just opening them up. And we're going to start on that karate chop point, just tapping the side of the hand. And repeating after me. So, Tony, you're going to be my echo and your audience is going to be repeating with you, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Even though. Repeating after me, Tony.
Okay. Even though.
Awesome. I feel this sensation in my body.
I feel this sensation in my body.
Right there.
Right there.
And it feels a bit uncomfortable.
And it feels a little uncomfortable.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
Even though.
Even though.
This physical sensation.
This physical sensation.
Might have an emotion attached to it.
Might have an emotion attached to it.
And maybe that emotion is something like stress.
And maybe that emotion is something like stress.
Or maybe something else.
Or maybe something else.
And I choose to accept myself anyway.
And I choose to accept myself anyway.
Even though.
Even though.
I really feel this emotion in my body.
I really feel this emotion in my body.
When I think about this thing.
When I think about this thing.
Maybe something that's happened.
Maybe something that's happened.
Maybe someone who's happened.
Maybe someone who's happened.
Or maybe something is coming up in the future.
Or maybe something coming up in the future.
And it's making me feel stressed or anxious.
It's making me feel stressed or anxious.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
I choose to accept myself anyway.
Cool. Then we're going to move into the round. So tapping your eyebrow point. I'm really feeling this emotion.
I'm really feeling this emotion.
Side eye. Right there in my body.
Side-eyed right there in my body.
Under eye. I can really feel it there.
Our under eye, I can really feel it there.
So don't worry about repeating the actual point, just repeat the phrase. Under nose. And it's okay, I'm allowed to feel it.
And it's okay, I'm allowed to feel it.
Chin. It's not very comfortable.
It's not very comfortable.
Collarbone. But whatever I'm feeling, I'm allowed to feel it.
Whatever I'm feeling, I'm allowed to feel it.
Underarm. And maybe I know why I'm feeling it.
Maybe I know why I'm feeling it.
Top of head. Maybe I can see something in my mind's eye.
Maybe I can see something in my mind's eye.
Eyebrow. Maybe something that happened.
Maybe something that happened.
Side eye. And when I think about it.
And when I think about it.
Under eye. It makes me feel like this.
It makes me feel like this.
Under nose. Or maybe it's someone that happened.
Or maybe it's someone that happened.
Chin. Maybe someone said something.
Maybe someone said something.
Collarbone. Maybe someone's upset me.
Maybe someone's upset me.
Underarm. Or maybe it's something in the future.
Or maybe it's something in the future.
Top of head. Something that I'm worried about.
Something that I'm worried about.
Eyebrow. Something I've got to do.
Something I've got to do.
Side eye. And it's okay.
And it's okay.
Under eye. I'm allowed to feel everything I'm feeling.
I'm allowed to feel everything I'm feeling.
Under nose. I'm also allowed to let it go.
I'm also allowed to let it go.
Chin. But part of me doesn't want to let it go.
But part of me doesn't want to let it go.
Collarbone. And I choose to honour that part.
And I choose to honour that part.
Underarm. You can't make me let this go, Claire.
You can't make me let this go, Claire.
Top of head. So Yabu sucks to you.
So Yabu sucks to you.
Eyebrow. I need to feel this emotion.
I need to feel this emotion.
Side eye. You don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
Under eye. And I feel really alone with it.
And I feel really alone with it.
Under nose. I feel really stressed by it.
I feel really stressed by it.
Chin. You don't understand.
You don't understand.
Collarbone. No one really understands.
No one really understands.
Underarm. And it's felt really bad.
And it's felt really bad.
Top of head. And maybe I've said some really mean things to myself.
Maybe I've said some really mean things to myself.
Eyebrow. Maybe I've been shoulding on myself.
Maybe I've been shoulding on myself.
Side eye. I should feel better.
I should feel better.
Under eye. I shouldn't react like this.
I shouldn't react like this.
Under nose. I should just get on with it.
I should just get on with it.
Chin, I should let it go.
I should just let it go.
Collarbone, but I won't.
But I won't.
Underarm. Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Top of head. No, I won't.
No, I won't.
Eyebrow. But maybe I could.
But maybe I could.
Side eye. Maybe it's safe for me to feel a bit better.
Maybe it's safe for me to feel a bit better.
Under eye. I choose to acknowledge what I'm feeling right now.
I choose to acknowledge what I'm feeling right now.
Under nose. Because the reality is I'm feeling it.
Because the reality is I'm feeling it.
Chin, right there in my body.
Right there in my body.
Collarbone, and I'm absolutely allowed to feel it.
And I'm absolutely allowed to feel it.
Underarm, I give myself permission to feel it.
I give myself permission to feel it.
Top of head, I also give myself permission to feel better.
I also give myself permission to feel better.
Eyebrow, but only if I want to.
But only if I want to.
Side eye, I don't have to.
I don't have to.
Under eye, but I can if I want to.
But I can if I want to.
Under nose, maybe I can just be open to it.
Maybe I can just be open to it.
Chin, I'm open to that possibility.
I'm open to that possibility.
Collarbone, I feel really stressed and anxious at the moment.
I feel really stressed and anxious at the moment.
Underarm, right there in my body.
Right there in my body.
Top of head, really feeling it.
Really feeling it.
Eyebrow, really stressed and anxious.
Really stressed and anxious.
Side eye, I choose to feel a bit calmer.
I choose to feel a bit calmer.
Under eye, I feel really stressed and anxious.
I feel really stressed and anxious.
Under nose, I choose to feel a bit calmer.
I choose to feel a bit calmer.
Chin. I feel really stressed and anxious at the moment. Collarbone. I choose to feel a bit calmer. Beautiful breath. Underarm. I feel really stressed and anxious. Top of head. I choose to feel a bit calmer. Eyebrow. Even though I don't understand. Side eye.
How tapping on my face.
Under eye. Can make a scrap of difference. Under nose. I just choose to be open to it. Chin. Choosing to feel a bit calmer now. Collarbone. Choosing to feel just a little bit happier now. Underarm.
Choosing to feel a bit calmer now.
Top of head. Just choosing to feel a little bit better now. Awesome stuff. Take a breath. And then I'm just going to invite everyone to check back in with themselves.
Yeah.
And the number you gave yourself at the beginning, what's happened to that number now? Now, obviously, one of three things is going to happen to your number. Either it's come down, we're in the right direction, or it might stay the same, or it might have gone up. And that doesn't mean you've failed in any way. If the number has stayed the same, that's actually really cool. It's giving you information. EFT works the best the more specific you can be. Now, I don't know specifically what's going on for you and your listeners. So as an element of me just kind of, you know, jamming with this.
Yeah.
But you do know what's going on for you. So one thing that I often recommend people who are starting to use tapping is pretend that your best friend is in the room, and whatever has happened or whatever it is you're worried about, just pretend your friend is there and vent at them. And as you vent, tap through the points, and you're going to get pretty specific as you do the venting, and that can help bring that number down. Now, another reason why your number may not shift is because there's a part of you that won't let it, which sounds a bit bonkers, but this is particularly prevalent if you're tapping for something like anger, because if you're angry, it's because you perceive something unfair has happened, either to you or to someone you know. And so there's a part of you that says, well, if I let this anger go, does that mean I'm condoning what just happened? Because I don't. So therefore, I can't let this anger go. And the way you get around that is you just as is it. You have a little play with it. You tap on things like, I refuse to let it go. I need to be angry so that I don't condone it. A bit like I did I said, though, you can't make me let it go, Claire. I had a little play with that there. Another reason why your number may not shift is because inside of every single one of us, there is a stroppy teenager that doesn't like to be told what to do. I've got several of them. And so you can just
tread very carefully. Yeah.
You can address that as well. You know, I refuse to let it go. You can't make me let it go. I won't clean my room. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but this goes back to the point I was trying to make earlier about having an open mind and then the much more pliable mind of youth. Because having gone through that and having to repeat all of those bits and pieces, I can see where it goes. And, you know, I've got a fairly open mind on all of this, but I can see various people doing that or trying to do that and thinking, I feel a complete and utter fool doing this.
Yeah, so I would be like, you can tap on that.
That's one answer, I suppose, yeah.
it's with so many things in life. It's give it a try. I mean, this is a very short demo.
Yeah.
And so I'm not expecting people's numbers to drop significantly.
Yeah.
But even just if it just drops by a point, you know, that for such a short amount of time, that's really cool. We're headed in a really good direction there.
Yeah, I mean, I felt from that it was just encompassing. It made you forget everything else.
Yeah. And one of the reasons for that is I often get people saying to me, oh, I really zoned out during that, in the group sessions, which is quite cool because it means that up until then, your mind and body have probably been in a state of survival. They've been so stressed. They've been so anxious. They've been on a high alert. And as you do this and you turn your stress response off, your mind and body feel safe enough to zone out. That's often why people can feel so tired doing this, because suddenly the body goes, oh, it is safe. I can relax for a moment. And that's why you get those sensations.
Mm.
Now, obviously, the third option was that your number is higher now than when you started. And again, you're not doing anything wrong here. This is a time to get really curious. You know, what was it that you said or thought about that caused your number to spike in intensity? Mm. And what I often find with people is when they start tapping, the number spikes. And then as they continue tapping, the number drops down again, which is a very expected kind of route. If your number is higher at the end, though, than when you started, one of the things I would ask is the emotion the same?
Mm-hmm.
Because people can start off tapping for anger, and then they'll say, oh, my number is high. And it's like, well, is it still anger? Oh, no, it's sadness. Okay, cool. So with the actual anger, what's the number? Oh, the anger's dropped. So just be conscious that you can experience a shift in emotion as you go through this. But like I said, you know, this is a very quick demo, just to give people a feel of it.
Mm.
And if they want to check out more tapping, they can head over to my YouTube channel, you know, Claire Turner EFT, and there's plenty of tap-along videos there, just so people can, you know, just have a little bash tin and see how it goes for them.
Okay. Well, all of that detail, along with your website and all the rest of it, and all the details of this, will be available to listen to again on our website at susieradio.com with all of the link details and, of course, the all important have a go at it yourself demonstration that we've just done. Claire, we've seriously run out of time.
Sorry.
We've seriously run out of time. But thank you for that. I know from my own experience on this, I feel so much better for doing those sorts of things. And once you get past that initial thought that, oh, this is a bit strange and a bit different, once you get past that and you sort of, well, I suppose embrace it really is the word.
Yeah. I mean, here's begins the thing, no one has to watch you. You can do this without anyone watching.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably better if no one watches.
Well, I did it just now with nobody watching, but plenty of people listening. So, you know, Claire Turner, I'm going to say at that point, thank you for talking to
Absolute
us this morning.
Pleasure.
And we'll catch up with you again very, very shortly. For
awesome
now, Claire
stuff.
Turner, thank you.
Have a good one. Take care.
Thank you.